A word for you from Romans chapter 11, verse 22. Consider therefore the kindness and sternness of God. Sternness to those who fell, but kindness to you, provided that you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. In another version it says, take note of the kindness and the severity of God. That severity can also be translated, as it does in some Bibles, as the wrath of God, the kindness and the wrath of God. Some people just cannot reconcile these two faces of God. How can it be that a loving God may also be angry? How can a God of love also hate, as it sometimes says in the Bible? How can a compassionate God withdraw his compassion and harden his heart to those who harden their hearts against him, as the rest of chapter 11 has been telling us? We've been looking this week at those who, as Israel did, rejected their Messiah and then finally experienced the hardening of their heart by God. When God gives a spirit of stupor, as it says in verse 8, then you will not wake up. And we need to learn the lesson that God's people rejected their Messiah, and then God rejected them. Nevertheless, God also points out that he can regraft them into the root at any time. So therefore, we should remember and learn the lesson, as it says in verse 20, they were broken off because of their unbelief, but you stand fast through faith, therefore do not become proud, but fear. Yes, God is perfectly one. He has got no contradictions in him whatsoever. Even if it seems like a contradiction to you, nevertheless, obey God's word, for if it says, note then the kindness and the severity of God, or the sternness of God, we need to take note. We need to consider it, ponder upon it. But then it explains to us, sternness to those who fell, but kindness to you, provided that you continue in his kindness. Tell me, dear friend, listening right now, are you abiding in his kindness? Or are you living in the things that will cause God's severity, God's wrath? Psalm 31:19 says, how great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you have wrought for those who take refuge in you before the sons of men. Dear friend, take refuge in him, lest you meet with the sternness, the wrath of God.